years.
What was your reaction at the time?
Wasn't real worried about it at first. I just figured it, kind of like a serious strain of flu, I guess. So I wasn't real worried.
Who all lives in your home that might be affected by the virus as well?
All of us.
Who is all of us?
Well, it's Aaron, Baby, Tony, Rich, Dwayne, me, Alex.
What are the ages of these people?
Aaron is 23. Phoenix is 2. Tony's 16. Rich is 51. Dwayne and I are 47. And Alex is 25, right? Are you 25 or 24? He's 25.
Okay. When coronavirus first started to hit the news, did you make any changes in your home because of it?
No.
Okay. When did the virus become real to you, or when did it start to really affect your life?
When it started coming closer to Ashland and when Aaron was first tested.
Did she test positive the first time she was?
No, but she was sick, and everybody got sick after her.
So how many people in your family became ill?
6 out of 7.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about that? How long were you ill?
It was like 2-3 weeks that we were all sick. And we had a cough that lasted for months afterwards. Just lingering cough. I personally felt absolutely horrible. I had no energy. I just did not feel good. I would get the chills. It was just all in all just awful.
Do you know kind of what was the date of your initial illness?
It would have been sometime in October. I don't remember when Aaron started working out at the plant. Mm-hmm. It's been a couple of months ago. So probably maybe August, September, somewhere in there.
Okay. Didn't Aaron become ill just a week or two after starting work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, they sent her home and told her to get tested. She came home, got tested, couldn't go back to work, and then they told her she couldn't come back until she was done coughing and just felt better. They sent her home several times because they didn't want her there because she was still coughing. And she even got a doctor's note saying that it was okay for her to go to work. The doctor had given her an antibiotic and a steroid shot, and she could return to work. She had to go in and get her temp tested, and she coughed, so they sent her home again. And that's when she got tested the second time, and that one was positive. That was the first day of school that we found out she was positive. So it was in August, I guess, when she started out at the plant.
So this has had a major impact on your family and finances, to be honest.
Yeah. Dwayne had to take, the first initial, shutdown. He didn't have any income. And then, again, when Aaron was positive, he had to, take that time off as well. And when I told him that, the kids are getting sick this last week and he might not want to come home, he came home briefly, wore his mask, put some money in the bank, dropped some stuff off that he had bought, gave me a kiss, and turned around and walked back out the door.
So how long did he have to quarantine from his own family?
He's still not coming home. He was going to come home tomorrow, but with Tony being in quarantine until he gets the results, I don't know if he'll come home. Because
So
he can't get sick. We can't afford him to get sick.
is Tony the seventh person to become ill then?
That's actually, Tony's been tested twice. So, this time, we don't know, obviously, but the first time it was negative.
Okay. You know, we hear that so many people are tested false positive, and then you hear so many that tested negative and they come up sick anyway. So, how do you feel about the testing process?
I'm not real sure. It's like when Erin was sick, she tested negative, but she was still sick, real sick, and got the rest of us sick. And then, when she tested again 2 weeks later, she came up positive, but she had absolutely no symptoms.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was, I don't understand. I don't know how accurate it is, I don't, I'm sure they have lots of, false positives out there, and I think that's what Aaron's was, because she, there was absolutely nothing wrong with her at that point. But she, we also had to go through quarantine, even though nobody in the house was sick. So
And you're
I don't know if it's completely accurate or not.
okay. And the job situation right now is that your husband is staying away from home.
Yeah.
And is Erin able to go back to work, or is she quarantined
No,
as well?
she talked to her boss today and she said she didn't want her there until we got Tony's results back. So.
Can you tell me how the PPP loans are working for you? Are you able to receive pay while you're being quarantined? There's
Erin did when she was at National.
okay.
She got that, but of course Dwayne doesn't get anything because he's self-employed.
Right. I'm
But
sorry,
yeah.
but this is something a lot of people are worrying about, is what do we do if we get quarantined and lose income?
It's hard, and you try to use every, all the help you can find, you try to get.
Right.
But it's hard because you can't go anywhere. And, even if you have somebody that's in, part of your family, but they're not sick, they have a problem with, it's not like my niece. She comes over at lunch every day. And the health nurse said, yeah, you can go ahead, go over there, get Dwayne's card, go get their groceries, take them back, drop them off their porch, and not go in the house. That's fine. But her boss wouldn't let her. So,
Understandably, if the boss is trying to be careful,
I'm sorry, what?
understandably, if the boss is trying to be careful, everyone's running scared.
It is, and that's the thing, I guess I guess people need to look at it as what if you're quarantined in your home and you need somebody to bring you something, without coming into your house, they drop it off and then they leave, then you go out and get it.
That should be safe.
You would think. But yeah, her boss was absolutely adamant, no, you can't do that. And I'm like, then what are we gonna do? How are we gonna get our stuff, But I, of course, at that point, there's nothing I can do or say because, I didn't want to get her in trouble with her boss,
Right.
So it's hard, I mean, even people in the family, when they first found out she was, Erin was being tested, they acted stupid. So was not happy with those two people that acted that way.
You think people are acting fearful?
No, they're just being stupid about the whole thing.
Okay.
You know, getting mad and just being just making her feel mad. And I'm like, I guarantee you she's not even got what you think she's got. You know, she's going to test negative. I said, you know, and you make her feel bad. It's not her fault this happened. You know, it was not a good deal.
Do you see that happening to other people who become ill?
Yeah.
But they're blamed.
Yeah. When she tested positive that second time around, oh, yeah, a lot of people got angry at her personally because she tested positive, and so therefore they were mad because, well, now my family's going to get it because we were around you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so they got angry, and I'm like, she didn't know, you know.
So you feel like there's people blaming persons
yeah,
who are ill.
Blame other people, and it's just, you know, how can you blame somebody for getting something like this when they took all the precautions to not get it?
Right.
You know, well, why get mad when you should be there just to help, you know, to support somebody?
Right. Do you,
and not make them feel bad because it's bad enough as it is, and then you have to go through quarantine, and you can't go anywhere.
And that keeps you...
It's hard.
When do you see this getting better?
I hope so.
Well, when? What do you think has to happen before this will improve?
You know, I think it did help when they shut everything down. You know, it was just hitting Dodge City when they opened everything back up, pretty much. And that's when Dodge City exploded because, oh, yeah, go back, you know, go about your lives normally. And then that's when everybody started getting it because they didn't have to follow any guidelines, really.
Do you think we will be shut down again?
I think so, probably will happen, yeah. Because it's just, the number of cases is just rising again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm thinking that's probably what's going to happen again. Yeah, I'm just waiting for them to shut the school down again.
For real?
Yeah, because I'm sure it's going to happen with, you know, all these kids coming up being quarantined and, you know, being sick, you know, even the teachers, you know, they're getting sick and getting quarantined, so.
Is this our new normal?
Do what?
Is this the way our lives are going to be from now on? Is this normal now?
Yeah, hopefully not. But until, you know, you know, whether it's a vaccine or something can be done about it, I think it's going to be, yeah. Unfortunately.
So is the vaccine what you think will change all this?
Maybe. It'll help, but, you know, everybody else, you know, everybody's also got to follow all the guidelines. You know, it doesn't help when, oh, well, look, there's a party, let's go party, you know, even though we know we're not supposed to be, you know, with a group, big group of people.
Do you
know?
See,
so, I mean,
do you see people following those guidelines?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, there's, like you said, some of these kids are quarantined and they're still out running around town.
Yeah.
Even the adults are still out running around when they're quarantined. And, you know, what good does that do? You know, yeah, Tony's quarantined And I went to, you know, the pharmacy and the grocery store, and he sat in the car, and, you know, I had my mask on, and, you know, he didn't get out of my car. He sat there and said, all right, I can't go in. I'm like, no, you can't. Mm-hmm. You know, so he didn't get out, you know, and he's not able to go anywhere because of this. You know, he doesn't like it, but, you know, he also understands that he has to stay home.
Okay, you know? Think 20 years down the road. What would you tell those future people about what you experienced with COVID? What would you want people to know about this?
That it was, you know, a really hard time in my life. And I would hope that people learn from it, you know, how to maybe be a little more compassionate towards somebody, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay.
I mean, you know, and follow the rules that are set out there if they have something like that ever happen. This happens again. You know, follow the guidelines, and, you know, why complain about it? You know, you have to do it. You know, you're not only protecting yourself, but everybody else around you.
Okay. So, I think you summed it up pretty well. Gina, thank you for talking with me. And you have really been through the ringer. I am sorry.
I know. It's hard. You know, if we get bored, we go out at night and drive around town. When we get cabin fever, when we're quarantined, we'll go right around in the car at night.
Gina, I'm shutting off the recording, and in just a second.